Steelers OTAs continuing on the South Side. Tim Benz with you as we prepare for the 2023 season for the Black and Gold. Minicamp next week, training camp coming up in late July out in Latrobe. And one of the storylines for the Steelers this year, a revamped secondary. Guys like Akella Witherspoon, Arthur Millette, Cam Sutton, they're all out of the mix for the Steelers. Terrell Edmonds, longtime safety as well. Whole bunch of new guys woven into the defensive back meeting room. Guys like Patrick Peterson, Shannon Sullivan, Keanu Neal, Joey Porter Jr., Corey Trice, just to name a few. DeMonte KZ going to be a full-time player now after injury and a league suspension sidelined him for a while. So there's a lot to talk about as it relates to the secondary coalescing and being reconfigured this year as opposed to last. And I wanted to talk to Patrick Peterson since he's one of the new faces in the locker room, former Pro Bowler, one of the greats in recent years at playing the cornerback position in the NFL. Steelers bring him in to offset the loss of Sutton, who goes to the Detroit Lions. And we talked about a number of different topics, including how all these new players need to communicate well to get on the same page so the Steelers can avoid busts in the secondary. Last year, they were just beaten a bunch to the tune of 7 yards per pass attempt, which was 26th in the National Football League. A lot of the negativity of that number accrued during the first half of the season. Like everything else on defense, things got better in the second half of the year when they didn't see as many good quarterbacks and T.J. Watt came back. But still, the defense overall needs to improve and can't afford to step back because players don't know what they're doing and don't know how to anticipate what the guy next to them is going to do. So communication will be vital to making that number shrink this year in 2023. And there's also, it appears, an agenda on behalf of the Steelers to have guys who are a bit more versatile in the secondary. Peterson can play inside, will probably play inside a little bit more than he has in the past with other teams. They also have Keanu Neal now, who can kind of play a dime linebacker or a safety. DeMonte KZ can play slot corner or can play a safety role as well. You got Minkah Fitzpatrick and Levi Wallace, who are carryovers from last year, and Wallace can play either side of the field. Minka's going to play wherever they want to place Minkah because he's got that kind of athletic ability. But the nuance to the Steelers' defense in the secondary could be confusion for the opposing quarterback, and that was part of my conversation with Patrick Peterson as well in the Steelers' locker room here in the Breakfast with Benz podcast.
A lot of new faces in the secondary. A lot of people like the talent that's been brought in, but of course, a lot of newness means a lot of learning that has to go on, a lot of cohesion. So how do you feel that, in your time anyway, when you've been in situations like that in various stops, how long does it take to mesh where you maybe have some talent upgrades in areas, but at the same time, the learning curve has to catch up?
This is the time of the year you want to take advantage of. You know, you have the first 2 weeks of just classroom, you know, getting the terminology. Then you got another 2 weeks of just going out on the field, walking through with your players and moving around a little bit. Then you have this phase of OTAs where you're actually out there having football-like repetition. So, you know, we don't have the pads, but now we have the helmets on. Guys, you know, moving around full speed. So, you know, this time of the year, you know, you want to take advantage of the time that we have together to build, you know, the chemistry, to build the communication level up to where it needs to be so we won't have any, you know, weak links during the fall.
Historically, I mean, I feel like that conversation has had the most about the offensive line and the secondary, where the most conversation right. And continuity needs to coalesce. Is that still the case?
Oh, no doubt about it. No doubt about it. I mean, because, you know, we're probably the two groups that plays together. You know, defensive line, obviously, they have to do stunts and things like that, but as an offensive line in the secondary, we all have to be on the same page. You know, guys cannot be, you know, doing their own thing. And when guys do that, that shows up and hinder the success of whatever, you know, team that you're on. So offensive linemen and secondary definitely, to me, has always been the closest group in the locker room wherever I went, just because we're around each other so much, just because our communication is so key, and just because – quite frankly, if we give up a touchdown, that's bad. If the quarterback gets sacked, that's bad. So almost every single down, is a meaningful down. And that's why I believe that playing in the secondary and the offensive line is such a valuable and important part of the game.
Also because it seems like there have been a number of guys that are brought in to do multiple things, right. Like Sullivan and Neal and Casey. So it's not just knowing your role. You got to know multiple roles, maybe at multiple times during the game, right?
Right, and I believe that's the beauty of our secondary. You know, we have so many guys that's so interchangeable, you know, that we can put, you know, anywhere on the football field. And I think that's what's going to help us in the long run, because I feel like that's what's going to cause confusion to the quarterback, cause confusion to how teams want to implement their game plan, because now they don't know where guys are going to be lined up at, how to attack a certain guy, because you may saw him there last week. He's not there this week. Now you have somebody else there. So I love the talent level that we have in our room. Guys are just – guys want it. And that's what I love about, you know, being around these guys, Meek, Joey, Sullivan, you know, KZ. You know, all these guys, these guys have that hunger mentality and just love being around guys like that.
So last thing for you along those lines, because it looks like, just in eyeballing it, Porter's talking to a lot of people every time it comes off. Trice is talking to a lot of people, yourself included, when it comes off. You find that the younger players that have been woven in here have an acute awareness of how much learning needs to take place, maybe after 4 years, 3 years of being in their programs, where they probably feel like they know
right,
it all.
Right, and, you know, Coach does do a great job of outlining, you know, how he wants the day to go about, how he wants the young guys to just pick up on little things from the older guys. You know, he always talk about just watch them. Just watch what they're doing after practice. Watch what they're doing, you know, before practice. Watch what they're doing when they get in the building. And these young guys that we have, Trice and Joey, these guys are soaking it up like a sponge, man. I mean, every time I turn around, like you said, Trice, Joy, somebody's asking me a question. And that is so valuable to me, because when I'm done, I want to make sure that I'm giving the next generation the most valuable information that they need to be successful, and not only be successful, to have a longevity career.
All right, so my thanks to Patrick Peterson. If you go back a couple of days of the podcast, you can hear our conversation with Cam Hayward as well. Coming up later on, I believe on Friday, if not Friday, then Monday for next week, as we get ready for minicamp, we're going to have a piece that's going to post about the Steelers and their plans for the red zone. They could have a very diversified approach to trying to score in the red zone this year, and I think that could behoove the offense, but we'll talk about that either later on in the week or to start next week here in the Breakfast with Ben's podcast, along with the Madden Monday podcast, which you'll hear, and Brian Metzer, to potentially recap the Stanley Cup Final based on how that's going right now between Vegas and the Florida Panthers. All that to come next week here on Breakfast with Ben's.